In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today we are the fourth Sunday in the Holy Lent. And the fourth Sunday, which is the middle, exactly the middle of the Holy Lent. We finished already 4 weeks and left 4 weeks. And the aim of the Holy Lent or any fast, if I have to repent and I have to come back to God. And still God is opening His arms and is waiting myself to go back to Him and to go back to His bosom. And He is still waiting me. The Samaritan woman name is Fatima. And she believed in God and she martyred on the name of the God. And the Western church celebrate her feast on the 20th of March. There is two kind of people. We tested two kind of people the last week of the prodigal son and this week is the Samaritan woman. The first one with the prodigal son, he examinate and taste the life with God, with his father. And he knew very well what is the meaning of to live with the father. That's why after he examined the life in darkness, he decided to go back direct to God, to the physician. He has some disease. He was sick and he needs some medications. And to find the medications, he went direct to God, to the Father. And he saw the bottom of the Father. The second person, or the second kind of the person, the people, like Samaritan woman. The Samaritan woman, she lived in the darkness all the time and she couldn't come back to God. And this is a problem, that she needs someone to come and give her a prescription and some medication, to write a prescription and all the medication. That's why God walked all the day with a long way to meet her and to talk to her. I am the great physician and I need to give you some medication to heal your soul. I know that you are in sin. You are a sinner and we are a sinner and we need the physician. That's why I'm waiting God sometimes. I have to hear His voice. God is talking to me all the days. But the problem that I have to open my eyes and I have to open my heart and I have to open my ears to hear His voice, His advice, because He tried to give me some medications to heal my soul. That's why today we will go through the story of the Samaritan woman and we will see how is a great physician gives some medication to the Samaritan woman. It's written in the Exodus 15:26, I am the Lord who heals you. He is a true physician. The Lord who heals all your disease. It's Psalm 103. He is the true physician. And I trust Him that He will give it. He will write a prescription with some medications. And He didn't write only a prescription and give it to me and I have to go to the pharmacy to buy it. No. He writes the prescription and give it direct to me, the medication. On spot. But I have to listen. And I have to open my eye and I have to open my heart and my ears. Then the word of God is the medication. And my father is the physician. As it's written in the Bible. The first medication, the first word, give me a drink. You can imagine that Samaritan woman, she is a sinner. And she came to draw the water at 6 hours, which is too hot at this day. Because she needed to hide from the people. She didn't want that someone point a finger, she's a sinner. This woman is a sinner. She needs to hide. The first medication is the confidence that God tried came to talk to her to give her the confidence to trust Him. Every day God tried to talk to me, however where I am or my level in spiritual, or I am a sinner, for sure I am a sinner. But God tried to talk to me. He tried to give me the confidence. I am your father. And sometimes, some people come to me in the confession, for example, and tell me, I can't believe that God doing this with me. Me, God, you're doing this with me. I'm a sinner. I'm very far from you. Why you are doing this with me? Because He is your father. And He tried to give you the first medication in the prescription. The first one is the confidence. The second medication and the second word. If you know the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked Him and He would have given you living water. The gift of God. And the second medication, which is written in the prescription, and I can't go to any pharmacy to find it. He had to give me direct His love and His tenderness. He told her that I give you gifts. The gift is in my heart. My love. You can't imagine how I love you. You can't imagine how I try to search to find you. I try to see you. I need to talk to you. I need to live with me. And I live with you. I love you from my deep heart. No one can love me more than the father or the mother. No, it's God more than all of the people. Then the second mitigation, which is written in the prescription, when God went to the Samaritan woman and gave it to her, I love you. The first one, I can talk to you. I give you only the confidence. Then you can talk to me. The second, not talking only. I will not open a discussion or a conversation only. No. I am talking with you as a father. As a father means love and tenderness. Then I have to find the medication. Then I have to know and to recognize that the second medication is His love. And if He loves me, He will heal my soul. And the third medication. And the third word. Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water spring up into everlasting life. You know now that I give you the confidence to talk to me? You know how I love you, the second medication? Okay. You have to come to me and you have to repent. And this is only the prescription. This is written and the medication that you have to do from your side. The first, I give you the confidence. The second, I give you the love. The third, you have to come to me and repent. And this is the third medication. You have to worship under the cross. And you have to repent to tell Him, please forgive me. The third medication is I have to go back to go to God. I have to go to God and to have to come to the church. The church is a hospital. Who has the disease? Who is sick? Come to the church because the church is a hospital. And all the sacraments are the third dedication. Then the repentance and confession. And to come to take his body and his blood. We already took the Holy Spirit from in the baptism. But to renew this Holy Spirit, I have to come to the church and I have to repent. And I have to ask the forgiveness by confession and I have to take his body. He told us, you have to take my body to live. You have to take my body to live, to abide in me and abide in you. He told us that without me you can't do anything. And that's why he asked us to come again back to the church and come back to me, to God, and repent. And I will forgive you. And I will forget what you did. But only come to me. And this is the third mitigation. The first one, I give you the confidence. The second one, I give you the second mitigation, which is a love. I love you from my deep heart. I can't believe that you are far from me. The third one, you have to come to me. I'm here in the church. I hear on the altar. You have to repent. You have to worship under the cross. And you have to come to take my body, which I gave it to you. You have to make a relationship with me. And you have to walk with me. Before, 2 days ago, we talked about Enoch. Enoch was walking with God, and after 365 years, God took Enoch to the heaven. To walk with God, you have to know that He is watching you, and I have to follow Him. And follow His steps. If you need to know, open only the Bible and read the Bible, who is Jesus and how I have to follow him. And to understand also more, you have to know that he is watching you. Watching you every single second. And I have to understand and recognize that he is knowing everything about what I'm doing. That's why he said to Abraham, go. And I will be behind you and be right and be good. And that's why God sent the same message to all. I'm watching you. Then I'm only waiting you also to come to me and repent. Then this is the third medication. The fourth medication. The fourth word. Go call your husband and come here. You have well said. You spoke truly. You come to that to the Father of confession and you repent before and you take the communion. Halas, you have the hope. Then the fourth medication is the encouragement and the hope. Maybe you will fall again, but don't worry. I am abiding you. You come to me and I give you the fourth medication, which is the hope. I encourage you. Continue the life and I will be with you. Don't worry. If you need anything, I am with you. That's why we pray. He covered us. He helped us. Yeah, he covered us. لأنه سطرنا. That's why when we say covered us, that's why he gave us the hope. You can imagine if I'm naked and all the people know I am where, what is my sin, how I can live. That's why he covered us. That's why when he talked to the first angel in the Revelation book, the first message to the first angel, he said to him, and first he encouraged him, you are very good. And after this he said, I know that you left your first love. try to come back again. And then he encouraged him again. I know that you're very good. He tried to help. God tried to help. He's not like a judgment to judge. No, he tried only to help me. He loved me a lot. He is waiting me to repent, to come to his bottom. And also he tried to give me the hope and the encouragement. Then I have to listen to him. And I know that he holds my hands all the time. I understand this. The fifth medication. And the fifth word. I who spoke to you, I am only the way, the right and the life. I have to look to him all the time. And the fifth medication is, I'm looking to God in heaven. Then if I need to find the fifth medication, then I have only to look to the heaven all the time. I'm here in the world and I have to enjoy my life. But also I put my eyes on the heaven, toward the heaven. I need to reach to live with him at heaven. That's why if I need to heal my soul, I have to look to God at heaven. And I have to live with him. Sometimes I'm very busy with my life. I'm busy all the time. And I'm thinking about all the time about earthly thinking only. But for the heavenly, no. That's why I have to ask myself what I'm doing. I'm very busy with everything in my life, with my job, with my kids, with my anything. Or I try to think about God. Sometimes I try to pray. In the morning, I encourage my kids, for example, to go to pray all together. Or if I drop them to the school, I pray with them in the car. Or when I come back to their home, I have to pray with them or open the Bible. This is the heaven. Or by the end of the day, I try to encourage them to stand up all together and to pray at least for 5 minutes all together. And this is, now I insist the heaven in my kids also too. Now I have to find the prescription. And I'm waiting God to write. No, I'm not waiting only. He always talking to me. Then I have to find the prescription and I have to find the 5 medications. It's 5 medications, it's written in this prescription and I have to find it. The first one, the confidence. Know that God is talking to you. Don't worry about anything. However, you are a sinner, we are all sinners. And I am before you. The second, the love. He loves you from his deep heart. He's your father. The third one is the repentance and to come to him and to take his body. Only you can't live without to take the communion and to repent and do the confession. The fourth medication, the hope. We have the hope and he encourages us. And the fifth medication is look to the heaven all the time and glory be to God forever. Amen. في الفيس. معلش اخذت مكانكم النهارده.
And so far, it's a rose from and carrots and carrots and canoe with me.
Of course, I've kissed the theater.